Wistful Thinking is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more movie and nostalgia podcasts, visit cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Welcome to Wistful Thinking, the podcast that doesn't have a tagline anymore. I'm Jordan Poley Clark. With me is my co-host, Kara Gail O'Regan.
Oh, hello.
Not Kara Gail Oregon.
Nope.
Kara, what do you usually say in the intro? What? I feel like I ask you this every time.
What do you mean? What do I, like?
When we used to have a tagline and we don't have one anymore.
Oh, yeah, no, I stopped saying it. Cause it's
but not, you say so, something, don't you?
No, I generally just charge right ahead.
Oh, okay, let's charge right ahead then. Welcome back to Beach Month, because it's winter, and let's be at the beach. What?
Yes, but I realized that perhaps a more specific and better title for this month would be Surf Month.
It really is Surf Month, it's
which
true.
Which leaves open the possibility of us doing a Beach Month again. At some point down the line, maybe we watch that Leonardo DiCaprio movie. I don't know. I just like to keep our options
open. Oh, the beach? I feel like I liked that. Yeah, it was like peak DiCaprio, and that movie was kind of dark. Maybe it's terrible. I don't know. I haven't seen it since 1999.
Yeah, it's definitely really fucked up, but I don't remember anything else about it.
Well, I had even more, well, not real surfers, but... We do, every year at the circus school, we do a nutcracker that's called the Flying Nut because it's the circus nutcracker. And this year, it was beach-themed, and there was totally a surfing act in it.
Great.
So I had even more surfers in my life
than
just the ones we watched.
I watched some additional surfing content. I rewatched a documentary from, like... 1964, I want to say, or 67, somewhere in the mid-60s, called The Endless Summer. It's really like the definitive surfing documentary that is often cited as like responsible for the surf boom kind of that happened in the 60s, them and the Beach Boys. Where was I going with this? Oh, so I watched that. It's really... funny and goofy and weird, also extremely problematic because they like, well, the plot of it is that it's these two guys, these two surfers who are chasing summer around the globe so that they can continue to surf year round, and the first place that they go is Africa, and it just, you know, it's the 60s, white people in Africa, it's not great. The rest of it's super fun though. And then I also today watched a documentary that I can't remember the name of about big wave surfers and about the people who predict the waves and like forecast the waves and big wave
who
surfing
does
in
that?
General. Well, this one guy started out as a surfer and he started figuring out that if he could like match this like weather data, he could like forecast the waves. So he does that. And then like NOAA, NOAA, National Ocean, the weather people. Mm-hmm, yeah, they do that too. It's interesting stuff.
Cool. Was that all the surf content you watched besides the ones we watched?
Yeah, I think so.
I watched a lot of surfing videos.
Oh, nice.
I've actually moved on to watching underwater creature videos.
Oh, man.
But for a couple of days, I would just put the surfing ones on, like, in the background while I was just doing other stuff. But I've moved on. And so this month, this episode. We watched Point Break.
Oh.
I've watched Point Break two times in the last 36 hours.
Oh, I almost watched it again today, and I decided against it.
I recommend watching it again.
Close
to the first time you watched it. So, like, maybe not right now, but next time you watch it. Like, I feel I learned a lot and was able to make a lot of observations the second time that were overshadowed the first time by pure excitement.
Right. Yeah. Well, I actually had just watched this recently for the first time. So this was really my second
viewing.
Yeah,
you told me that. Yeah, yeah.
And okay, wow, so... is this my favorite movie? Maybe.
If you haven't watched Point Break, just don't listen to me explain it. Just go watch
Yeah, just
Point
go
Break.
watch it.
But okay, so it's a 1991 movie that they tried to make for many years. Like it was, they've been trying to make it since like 1986 or something, which is like I want to see how it would have turned out then, but also this was fate, so whatever. 1991 stars Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze,
And Lori
and Lori
Petty.
Petty and Gary Busey. We're
Also
gonna
Gary
just keep
Busey.
going. Directed by Kathryn Bigelow, produced by James Cameron.
They were married. I don't
They
know if
were
they were
married,
married
or
at
they
that
were a couple
time,
at
but
the
they
time.
were at some point. Yeah.
And this movie opened on the same weekend as Terminator 2, which was directed by James Cameron and came in second place to Terminator 2. So he had a good weekend.
Yeah.
So did she. Okay, so it's about Keanu Reeves plays a young, dumb, and full of cum cop. That's a real thing Gary Busey says in this movie.
It is, and I just recorded an episode of Joey and Mike's Elvis podcast yesterday, and I quoted that in talking about Elvis in the movie that we watched. So.
I've okay. I could talk about just that line. Just like that's the first. Like we gotta. I'm doing the plot first. Okay.
Right, sure. Sorry.
So Keanu Reeves plays a young, like, hot shot FBI agent named Johnny Utah,
Emphasis on
who
the hot.
he's very hot. My
It's
dream.
ridiculous.
I took a screenshot and sent it to Kara while I was watching this, and I was like, "This is my dream, Keanu. Here he is." Okay, so he, FBI agent, had been a college football star, but destroyed his knee, so becomes an FBI agent instead. He's new in California. He's from Ohio. Cool. Patrick Swayze plays a surfer named Bodie, who is also the leader of a bank robber team. Is that, how do you say that, of a group of bank robbers? He's their leader, and they are very, very, very good at what they do. They've robbed like 30 banks. They take the money in a few months, and then they leave and surf on the money for the rest of the year, and then they come back in the summer and do it again. So Gary Busey has been kind of on their trail for a long time, but everyone makes fun of him because he's like, they're surfers, and they're like, huh, no, they're not. That's a dumb theory. But then Keanu Reeves comes along, and he believes Gary Busey, and so they work together to find them, and Keanu has to go undercover and be a surfer, and it's the best thing ever, and he falls in love with Lori Petty. Okay. Is that it? Is that the plot?
Mostly at some there are not one but two skydiving scenes in this movie about surfing.
I have
It's
so many. Can we try to do this in order so
okay.
that we don't? Because like I have so many questions about that. But if we like we if we start talking about that, we're never going to talk about anything
No, I
else.
know, but you asked if you had gotten everything, and clearly
I
you
know.
had not.
Okay, I'm going to try to keep us in order because you said you didn't take notes, right?
It turns out I did.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't the first time, but I did the second time when I like had my brain back to like
Yeah.
so you just saw this for the first time, you said.
Recently, yeah.
I
It was
saw
on
this for
the
the
past year.
Okay, I saw this for the first time in college. Probably. And I feel I'm very behind on the sex appeal of Patrick Swayze, and I need to catch up.
Absolutely. I agree. I am in the same boat. I have been discovering it bit by bit over the past couple of years. I saw Dirty Dancing for the first time. My God, I saw Roadhouse for the first time. Whew. And then Point Break. I mean, yeah,
Maybe
Patrick
we
Swayze
just
is a real snake.
need to do a Patrick Swayze month next month. Because I've seen Dirty Dancing, but I don't remember being like I don't remember liking it that much. It was in the past few years. And I've
Yeah.
never seen Roadhouse though. I need to do it again. I didn't do it right, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, Roadhouse is not very good, but it's great.
Well, I don't think it's all right. We'll get there. Maybe we should just watch it. Okay. So this movie starts. Okay. This movie starts with like a credit sequence where I honestly like checked to make sure I was watching the real movie because of the way the credits move. It's really stupid. And I was like, are you sure? Okay. Did you notice that?
I did not.
I hate the way the word the I think it just it looks like it was like they changed it for TV.
Yeah.
But so while the opening credits are happening, you're watching Keanu in the pouring rain doing a shooting test. It's not raining for any reason except for that. Clearly, he's required to be wet for this entire movie. And then Patrick Swayze is doing he's surfing. And I so the second time I watched this with my roommate who had never seen it before and also doesn't watch movies the way we watch movies. Like she just doesn't it's she doesn't have like it's not a critical thing. She just like takes them in and that's it. It's done, you know? And so she was watching that scene going, why are they doing this? And I was like, I see why you're asking that. And now, but since I've just watched this movie, it's very clear to me why they're doing this.
Yeah, that's interesting. I pulled up the credits sequence real quick, and I see why you said it looks like it should be a TV thing, because it definitely looks like it would be the opening credits to like an adult version of Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, right? But I guess that's like very 1991.
Obviously, yeah.
But so we come to learn about these two men. At least this is my take on it. I assume it's everybody else's who's watched this more than once. Is that they're really like I think of them as like kind of two sides of the same coin, and they just have so much in common and so much to learn from each other, and like they have this really strong connection. And I think that's why the opening credits are the way they are. And also like Catherine Bigelow made this, like all of this is on purpose. Like it's not sloppy filmmaking.
No, not at all.
So that's my take on that.
Okay. Well, a lot of people say that the first Fast and Furious movie is a remake of this. And I've only seen that one once. And I didn't know that when I was watching it. But then I did know that when I was rewatching Point Break. And I was like, I can kind of see that. I don't think that's a very, it's not really a one-to-one comparison. But I feel like the Keanu-Swayze relationship in this movie definitely has a lot of parallels to like the Dom and Brian relationship in the first
Yeah, I
Fast
can
and
see that.
Furious, where it's like they're on two sides of the law, but they're really they have so much in common and they're kind of in love with each other.
Like maybe if they made like a bunch of Point Break sequels, like Keanu and Bodhi would be friends, right? Like
Well,
if this movie kept going
yeah.
and they were both alive.
Yeah, and at the end of this, Keanu like throws his badge away, like implying that like he's
Yeah.
done with the law,
Because he gets it. Like, with whatever, we jumped right to the end. But, like, yeah, like, that's another thing that my roommate was like, why is he doing that? And I was like, no, don't you see? Like, they're the same. Like, they're the same and they needed each other. So then, okay, credits. So then, we have like an Aaron Sorkin walk and talk with Gary, with no, not with Gary Busey, with what's his name? Who's the other actor in this that everyone knows?
Oh, the guy that was on Scrubs.
Yeah, Dr. Cox. Oh my gosh, he definitely has a real name, and I feel bad that I don't know it. Anyway, he's like the head of their department or whatever. I don't know anyone's title. And so they're doing like a walk and talk that's like, the dialogue is just terrible. And good, like it's hilarious, it's perfect, and I love it, but it's bad. So they're doing like this like one take like walk down the hallway while you're kind of like getting a grip on like who Keanu is and like what like where we are. And then I re this is the first time you see Keanu is kind of he's kind of sarcastic in this, which
Oh,
is
he's
like
so
not
sarcastic. I love it.
usual for him,
Yeah.
and it's perfect. I
Yeah.
like it so much.
Because he also like it's so cognizant of like the image that of him that existed like outside of the movie prior to this movie of like just like a dumb kind of
Like Bill
blank
and
slate.
Ted.
Yeah, exactly. And
Yeah.
so it like his character in this movie every once in a while will like kind of code switch into a Ted type character just because that's what like other people are perceiving him as, or like it's appropriate for the situation. And like every time it happens, it just makes me laugh so hard because it's
It's
like
really
on
good.
purpose, you know?
Yeah, my roommate said this is like part, a lot of this is through her lens right now because she like receives it so kind of like, not like blankly is not the right word, but she's just so, she doesn't think about it the way we do. And she's, we were watching this and she said, "Oh, he's acting." I was like, "Yeah, he can, like I
He's
feel like I've
actually
been
like
trying
a
to,
pretty good actor.
I feel like I've been trying to convince her for years that he can act and she doesn't believe me." And it was like she could see it for the first time. So maybe this is like the largest range he ever has in any one thing.
That's interesting.
It's a Joey question. He's watched all the things.
That actor whose name you couldn't remember is John C. McGinley.
Yes, it is. Thank you. This is where he calls Keanu Young dumb and full of cum for no reason. He also, there's a woman in this named Miss Deer.
I know, I
Like,
saw
why?
that. To me, that sounds like it's on pur like again on purpose that like, you know, this one woman in this entire office who is probably like, you know, referred to all the time or addressed as dear or whatever, and like her name is Miss Dear. That made me laugh.
That's well, and then she, not that any of the women
I
in
got
this
called a little
get
lady at work the other day.
a little lady.
Little
Why?
lady. We had a
Why?
vendor who was there installing something and called me little lady.
Ew, gross. Did you punch him?
No,
I never, like,
I did
don't
that
you?
like I'm uncomfortable laugh, you know?
Yeah, isn't that the worst that that's what happens when that happens? I do that too. We all do that. It's stupid. But like, what are you supposed to replace that with? Like, I just don't know what else to do. But I
Well,
want to be
especially in
like,
a situation
no,
where
thank
it's
you.
like, please don't break this extremely expensive equipment that I've spent the last several months trying to acquire. You know what I mean? Like, just having to kind of like play along so that we continue to get customer service is.
No, but I find myself in that position a lot where there's like an older, well-meaning man who just says or does something that I'm like, I want to tell him not to. And I want to like, I wish there was a way to like respectfully explain to men like that why they shouldn't do that and how it makes me feel. But they just, they're well-meaning. Like they're not, it's just so hard. It's so hard. We have no like language or behavior for that. Okay, so then, so but Miss Deer later gets n like, not that any of the women in this have very much depth because there's just not enough of them who get enough screen time for that to happen, but she isn't just, she says things later and I feel like they did their best to give her a personality. Later, when Keanu's trying to stalk Lori Petty, whose name is Tyler in this. I do actually know the people's names in this for like the first time ever, so I can never remember anyone's names in anything, but their names I feel like are very purposeful in this. Okay, so then after that scene, we meet Gary Busey, who is diving for bricks blindfolded in the FBI's version of gym class, I guess. And
He had actually been in a surfing movie before when he was much younger. Like, he was the guy who was young, dumb, and full of cum in a movie called something. I don't remember. I'm gonna find it. You can keep talking.
okay, cool. I could totally see him in his surf movie. He's so perfect in this. I like him a
I
lot.
love him. I know he's taken some turns, but like, I have always been such a fan of his because he's just so weird and crazy
Well,
and
it's that's what
captivating.
gets that's what makes this movie work. Is that every actor in it is truly captivating and like charismatic, and like you want to watch them and you want to watch them with each other. And it's like this magic combination of people. And okay, so they meet each other. Like he thinks Keanu's stupid Keanu has another great sarcasm moment where he says his name is Quarterback Jock. That made me laugh. And then we get a gratuitous shot of men's nipples, which is I've never seen in a movie before except for this one. It's the so cause so after that we cut to the bank robbers for the first time and they're getting ready to rob a bank. They're inside a car and they wear the masks of a bunch of ex-presidents. There's a Nixon, there's a who are the other presidents? A Reagan. Who are
Well,
the other ones?
Reagan is their leader. There's so much I have to say about this, but I'll save it for a little bit later. So yeah, no,
Okay.
there's Reagan, Nixon, LBJ, Jimmy Carter. I think that's it. Are there four or five of them?
There's four, I think.
Okay, yeah, then it's Reagan, Nixon, Carter, and LBJ.
Okay. So they're in the car, they're getting ready. You get a gratuitous shot of a man's nipples putting on a shirt, which is not a thing that exists in any other movie except for Magic Mike.
Ugh.
I tried to notice the second time. I found that the gratuitous shots of bodies in this is largely equal between male bodies and female bodies. Which I very much appreciated. Good job, Catherine Bigelow.
I love that one part where right before Keanu gets in the fight with the other like surfer dudes, like he gets out of the water and he's like standing there like under the outdoor shower.
Like so sexual
Yeah, he
underneath
looks
the
like
shower.
he's a woman in a shampoo commercial. Like
It's perfect.
it's wonderful. Yeah.
Okay, so then we see the ex-presidents rob a bank for the first time. Then we see Keanu and Gary Busey receive this information for the first time. And they like Keanu learns all his theories and blah, whatever. They have a great yelling at each other scene when they go to check out the car that they used in the bank robbery and just like insane yelling. And it's perfect and I love it. It's like peak Keanu, peak Gary Busey. Made me happy. But I also think that yelling, not necessarily that yelling, but what that yelling like got across was like again was just it shows Keanu's like range and he actually is like a fleshed out person in this movie, not just like a flat action star or like a flat stoner dude. So then what happens? Oh, then he becomes a surfer? Is that are we there?
Yeah, they like he and Gary Busey like go to a surf shop and he like buys a sur while wearing a suit, buys a surfboard, a suit and tie, which is just, and then at some point he and Gary Busey are standing on the pier and he's standing there in that suit and tie holding this like neon pink surfboard, and it's such a good image. And then they meet Lori Petty, or he meets Lori Petty.
Well, so then he takes his board out. Well, so even before that, we get our first glimpse of surfing as like a spiritual thing. Because the kid in the surf shop
Oh yeah.
basically tells him that.
Yeah, he's like, it'll change your life, swear to God. Surfing is the source, man.
Which I feel like is a theme. I
Well,
mean, it's
yeah,
obvious.
because Patrick Swayze's character is called Bodhi, which is short for Bodhisattva, which is like a person in Buddhist faiths who is capable of achieving nirvana, but like opts not to transcend so that they can help people still here in the shit. And so his character's approach to surfing and to the ocean and like his relationship with it is very spiritual, which is true of many surfers.
And true of like many people who do extreme things. Like, I know that that is how I think about circus. Like, I know that that is how I think about falling 20 feet from the sky, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't thought about that previously, but that makes sense. 'Cause to me, like the surfing thing, I definitely get just as like a connection with the like the waves and the ocean and the planet and the universe. Like that to me is very like I can see that connection very clearly, but I hadn't really thought about it as far as like other sports go.
Yeah, I think it can apply to a lot of kind of extreme body
Pursuits.
related behaviors. So then Keanu goes out, he tries to surf, he's very bad at it, he gets like pulled under the waves, and Lori Petty saves him and yells at him because she had to save him. And then leaves him, and he creepily watches her with a pair of binoculars while she gets dressed.
It's fine. He's an FBI agent. No,
It
I'm
will,
kidding.
and like I've seen it be more creepy in
Sure.
movies when that happened. It's not great, but it's also not the worst. So then he learns who she is because he gets her license plate number. He, wait, I want to go back. When he's watching her with the binoculars, she is getting dressed, like changing from a bikini into clothes. And like we talked about this some in Blue Crush, like I don't, like, sure, we didn't have to watch her get dressed, but like it fits into this movie better than it fits into a lot
Yeah,
of other
there's a
movies.
legitimate reason that he's surveilling her as
Well, and a
opposed to
legitimate reason
just
that she's changing her clothes in
right.
public. And like it's not,
Actually, there's not really a legitimate reason that he's surveilling her, but like it
well,
does fit into
he
the
could just
story.
look for her license plate and then
Yeah.
leave. He doesn't have to keep watching, but whatever. But it's done relatively unoffensively. She puts on clothes that cover her up. You don't see anything extra when she's changing. She's just a girl changing her clothes on the beach because she doesn't give a fuck, you know? So then he goes and learns things about her, and here's the thing that made me the angriest. He learns that her parents have were killed
Oh,
in a
yeah. Ugh.
plane crash. Her parents are
Something.
dead.
Yeah.
And he decides that that is what he will use to get in with her. Because he already knows he's going to go see her again. He already knows, like, she's who he's going to use to try to get in with the surfers. And so he goes to where she works and drops a line where he says that his parents are also dead, which they are not. He lies to her. And that's what hooks her. Like, that's what gets her. She thinks she has this in con this like horrible tragic thing in common with him, and so she agrees to teach him to surf.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
But she does say something really great. It's very fucked up, and I'm so mad that their relationship works out because it's so fucked up. But she says something really awesome. Oh, she agrees to teach him, but so then she says, "Son, I didn't take you on to raise," which I said, "Isn't that what we should be saying to all
To
men?"
all men,
Because
yes.
she basically is like, "Yeah, I'll show you a few things, and then please go away." Like,
Yeah.
I'm not, no. But I appreciated that she said that. So they surf, and then we learn that that's where we meet Bodhi because she knows Bodhi.
Because they used to date.
They used to date, but they do kiss on the mouth. When he, it, like, my impression was that, like, maybe they were kind of still dating, but not really. It was just like a thing that's like fading away, and they're both kind of whatever about it. Then they play football. She's the token
At
girl
night.
the whole time.
I love that scene though, because it just looks so cool. Because they're
It
playing
does.
football on the beach at night, and they're all like backlit by a bunch of cars that are just like shining their headlights, which is just like technically so wrong, like just from a like filmmaking standpoint. And this is what I love about this movie is that there's so many like visual technical challenges that like should not work at all, and yet she uses it to like incredible effect. Like the way that they're lit when they're surfing, like in some cases they're just like complete silhouettes the way that the film is exposed, like, and it's just like it shouldn't work and yet it does. And I just enjoy how this movie looks so much because it has such a point of view and is so like visually strong.
It is one of the reasons I wanted to watch it again is because I watched it for the first time. I watched it. I watched
Worshipping.
it. My voice broke. I watched it for the first time on my computer, and I wanted to watch it on a larger screen. And even farther than like just the visuals and what it looks like, the pacing is not that of an action movie, even though this is an action movie. And that's part of why it's so enjoyable to watch.
Well, because it's doing so many things and it's like blending so many things in a really like unique and beautiful way. Like, yes, this is an action movie, but it's also like an art film and also like a super horny female gaze movie, and also they're skydiving. Like, it's just none of these things should work together, and yet somehow they do. And I just, it's perfect. I love it.
Yeah, it's so unusual, and like I can't even think of another Mad Max. That's the thing that like I was like, what else is like this? Mad Max. And Mad Max is like really nothing like this, but as far as like action that is also art,
But
and
Catherine
isn't
Bigelow,
like,
sorry, finish your thought.
no, and just that isn't like that typical kind of like go like action movie. Like there's so much depth to every part of this, and it's the same with Mad Max.
Catherine Bigelow was actually trained as a painter before she started working in film, and like so many of my favorite directors, that is the case. Not that she's like one of my favorite directors, but she has made at least two movies that I would probably count in my top 10, which is this and Near Dark. And I actually haven't seen most of her other movies, but anyway, she like has such a like she has such like a painterly use of light and shadow, and like utilizes like framing to create these like abstract shapes that are just so beautiful. And even the like all the stuff that takes place outside of the water, like the density of the air, like is such that it seems like it's all like it all has the same kind of density as water, so the light in this movie is so interesting whether they're in the water or not. And I like that too.
So Keanu gets in with this surf crew. He keeps surfing, and he obviously likes Lori Petty. And my favorite
And who would
thing,
not?
I know, my favorite thing is that, well, two things. One, him and Patrick Swayze, they don't fight over her. There's no jealousy, there's nothing. Like, it's just like totally chill. And the other thing that I really like is they go to a party at Patrick Swayze's house, at Bodie's house. And he does a hot thing with his tongue and a girl. And we really, if we're gonna exploit women's bodies in movies all the time, we need to do the same thing with men and their tongues. Just saying. It's the same thing with Leo and the cigarette. But so even she's watching him with this other woman, and it's the same thing. There's no jealousy. It's just not a thing.
Yeah, she says I taught him that trick, and then the other woman is like, "Well, I like it. Thank
Yeah,
you."
in a way that's like very sweet and like genuine and not catty. It's not, it's just so different to see people behave that way around sexual relationships and people that they are attracted to. You just don't ever see that in movies, you know?
Also, at that party, Lori Petty is wearing this off-the-shoulder long-sleeve velour mini dress that is the exact blue color of her eyes. It's
Yeah,
pretty
it's
amazing.
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they go night surfing at the party for no reason,
I
but
love the
that was
night surfing
fun. Yeah,
scene.
it's weird, but and I think that's where Keanu like really starts to like get it, the surfing thing.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
He has this way of like delivering really kind of terrible lines in a way that's like so genuine and so just like dumb and happy at the same time. And I don't remember what the line was, but he says something like that there. It's really sweet. It's just sweet.
Well, 'cause she, so they go out at night when the waves are like super extra big, and he's like, "Oh my God, what are we doing? This seems crazy." And then everyone comes back in, and he and her are just like out on the water for a little while longer. And she's like, "Look at you. Like, usually you have this like look, the scowl on your, this concentrated scowl on your face, like you're working on some sort of school project, and right now you seem like you're almost happy." Which, it's so interesting because it's like, what an astute observation that she like can see that he is like has like something else going on, you
Yeah.
know, and
Well,
like
and that's where this movie like really is different from other movies that might seem like they're like this. There's like a real like relationship being built there and like real things that are really easy to recognize as real people there. I also think, do you think, so he, when he gives her the line about how his parents are dead, he also gives this whole speech about how, like, everything he always did was for them, and, like, he never did anything for himself before, he doesn't even know what he wanted. I think that's all true,
Oh, that definitely read
right?
as real to me, for
Okay.
sure. Yeah.
Because then that really, like, feeds
Your parents
whatever.
don't have to be dead for them to be
No,
disappointed in
no.
you.
Because that really feeds like the transformation that he starts to go through here. If we believe that the whole story is real, except for the dead parents part. So they bust a group of surfers that are not the bank robbers.
Right, the guys that beat him up, one of whom is Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili
Was
Peppers.
just the most creative hair I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's
Not a great
like
actor, but I appreciated the effort.
he does okay. It's not bad.
Yeah.
My roommate who I was watching this with, she really doesn't like when stuff gets scary. So she watched a lot of that scene, but then had to look away during the part where Keanu's face almost gets shoved into a lawnmower. And so
I
I
wrote
had
down,
to.
no, not his face.
I know. So I had to narrate that entire part out loud for her, which was actually a very fun exercise. I realized while narrating out loud that like it's like hilariously slow the way his face is getting shifted. It's like it's very funny.
Because they're struggling and it goes on
Are they
for
though? He
longer.
holds his face in front of the lawnmower and they cut back and forth like five times. Whatever, it's fine. It's a great scene. Anyway, it's not those guys. Those guys aren't the bank robbers. And it gets them in a lot of shit with their boss. He's real mad at them. Some people
Because
got
some other
shot.
guy
It was
had already
bad.
been undercover with them, is trying to like blow up their spot because they were trafficking in methamphetamine. So he like screwed up somebody else's case.
So then.
I wrote down pep talk in Broken Mirror after that scene, like, because they wind up, like, one of the guys winds up dead and like all of this stuff. And Keanu is like standing there in the bathroom, like looking at himself in a broken mirror. And then Gary Busey comes in and is saying, like, you did a good job today, blah, 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 blah. But the whole thing is reflected in that broken mirror, which of course represents Keanu's like broken, you know,
So
identity.
deep.
Yeah. No, but it's like it's such a powerful image, I thought. That like instead of, you know, shooting them from any other angle to like shoot directly into the mirror was interesting.
I wrote in this part of the movie, what did I write? Oh, I wrote, for this whole stretch of the movie, Keanu mostly just yells one word things. And then he kind of becomes a human again. But like I feel as he's going through his transformation, like he does a lot of that.
Yeah.
Just like
Well, in the
exclaiming
first
out loud.
skydiving scene, he's just screaming, "Shit! Shit! Oh, shit!"
Okay, so wait, okay, so he is it before or after they go skydiving that he realizes it's after. Okay, so there's a I forget the order of the movie now. They go okay, so wait, so he realizes so after he re learns that it's not these people that they tried to bust, he pretty quickly puts it together that it's his friends who are
Yeah,
the
'cause
bank
he
robbers.
sees he's like on the beach and he sees them all surfing on this one wave and realizes that this formation that they formed and the way that they're like interacting with each other, he then is like puts it together and is like, "Oh my God,
He can
they're the
see it,
guys."
yeah.
Yeah.
So then they go to he so he starts oh so then he starts following Bodhi. That's what he does. But we don't see this. He just starts tailing Bodhi. We learn about all
Right.
this later when he's telling it to Gary Busey.
And he says he has lunch at Patrick's Roadhouse.
Yeah.
That Patrick Swayze was in a movie called Roadhouse before this.
It made me laugh too. And then yeah, so he puts it together and he hears them. He knows which bank they're gonna rob, basically. So they go to stake out this bank, and all of a sudden they both become the
The
worst
worst
cops on the
cops in
planet.
the world. It's so funny. Oh my God. Gary Busey in that scene is like comedy magic he's doing.
Why
It's
are they
incredible.
like that though? It's like I also agree that it's incredible, but like it does not follow the anything that has led us here. How come
No.
all of a sudden they're both like dumb idiots who can't do their jobs?
I don't know, but it does work because it allows the bank robbers to slip into the bank.
Right, so they miss it because Keanu goes to get Gary Busey two sandwiches and a lemonade.
Did you see the hot dog sign on the wall? When
No.
he walks in, there's a sign of hot dogs too.
Ugh, Keanu and hot dogs. Okay. No, I didn't see that. So they, it's like they're trying to miss the robbery. Maybe Keanu really is trying to miss it though.
That's
Like,
possible.
he's definitely conflicted about all of this. So then there's an amazing chase scene. Where at the end Keanu has the chance to shoot Bodhi and he doesn't, and he also hurts his knee again. And so then the next day is when they go skydiving because his knee
Yeah.
is hurt when they're skydiving.
Right. But before that happens, or like before he hurts his knee and before they like get away, I guess they're at a gas station at some point.
Yeah, they sure are.
So they're at a gas station. And again, this is like what I think one of the perks of having a director that like is trained in first in like visual art and like has the understanding of like powerful images and how to create powerful, interesting images because Bodhi has like lights the gas station on fire and lights one of the gas pump hose things on fire and is like using it as a flamethrower while wearing this Ronald Reagan mask. And it's like such a powerful image. And I think especially like in 1991, like immediately kind of following the Bush administration, or not the, it was during the first Bush administration, but immediately following the Reagan administration and like looking back at like the how Reagan kind of like burned down, you know, a lot of the regulatory power that the government had. I found that very powerful as an image as well. And I just love that scene. I think it's fantastic.
It's nuts. Even just like the fire alone and the way the fire move, it's so cool. I love it. And then after that, they have this like insane chase on foot through people's houses.
Oh my God, and it's so good. And at one point, like Patrick Swayze just turns around and like locks the door behind him. And it's just like this like tiny beat of comedy there that just made me laugh so hard. It's so
He
perfect.
also throws a dog at him. Yeah, those small details are very awesome. So then at the end of the chase scene, Bodhi gets away because Keanu can't shoot him. He could shoot him in the foot or something, though, and he still can't do that. So then the
He
next
can't because he
day, I
loves
know he
him.
does. They love each other. They do. And then the next day, Bodhi shows up and takes him skydiving for no reason. And you think like maybe, and Keanu thinks this too because they both know they know now. And you know, Keanu thinks maybe it's like a plan where he's gonna like, you know, give him a chute that doesn't open or something, so that there's this whole thing in the plane where they're like switching rigs. And it wasn't that. Like they just go skydiving and Keanu loves it. And I think that's just who Bodhi is, right? Like that's his, like, yeah, there's a plan after this, we'll get there. That's not great. He was kind of trapping him, but they didn't need to go skydiving for any of the plan to happen. But
He's
and I
just an
just
adrenaline junkie. Like, he
I
just
but I
can't help
just think
himself.
Bodhi, they do have this relationship, and I just think Bodhi thinks he can get Johnny on his side. Like he sees something in him, or he sees himself in him. And like, so I think like him taking him skydiving like is his genuine attempt to connect with him.
And they really, I mean, they really have a beautiful jump together, you
It's
know?
amazing.
Yeah. They're all flying through the air and connect and hold hands, and it's beautiful.
And Patrick Swayze, oh my God, wait, we have to go back. First of all, he's so beautiful when he skydives. Like his lines are so beautiful. He's like flipping in the air with like beautiful straight legs. And then earlier when they're fighting the fight where he's fighting War Child, and there's another guy with a good name in that scene. His kicks, the way he kicks, you can tell he's a dancer. It's so beautiful. I can
Oh,
watch him
that's
kick people
nice.
in the face like forever.
Oh, wait till you see Dirty Dancing. Well, according to Gary Busey, Patrick Swayze was so nuts about skydiving that he actually like would make the rest of the cast go skydiving with him on a regular basis during this movie. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So they land, and then they're like, that was amazing. Yay. Hey, I kidnapped your girlfriend. So, Bodhi has kidnapped Tyler and left her with like the insane member of his crew who will just shoot her. Like if they don't get to a certain place at a certain time. So they force Keanu into robbing a bank with them, and it goes real bad. An off-duty cop gets shot. They
A
stay
good
in the
guy
bank
with a
too
gun
long.
really
What?
fucks it up. A good guy with a
I
gun really
know,
fucks
he
it up for
really messes
everyone.
it up. And even like there's a guy laying on the floor with this cop who's like, "Yo, I'm a cop. I'm gonna get involved in this." And the guy laying on the floor with him is like, "Dude, don't."
Yeah, he's the
And he was right.
security guard at the bank
It's
who
like,
are
"Stop it,
trained
man."
who like if something like this goes down, like don't interfere because they have insurance and everything's going to be fine and you're just going to get yourself killed.
So this cop fucks it up, but at the same time, like Bodhi fucks it up for them too because he goes too far. Like their whole thing is that they are in and out, they never go in the vault, nobody ever gets hurt because it's so fast.
Right, they're
But
in and out in less than 90 seconds,
he tells
usually.
them to go for the vault, and so it's like he's losing it a little bit too.
Yeah. Well, because his recklessness keeps escalating over the course of the movie. Like,
Yeah.
you know, it's first it's just like crazy surfing, and then it's like also bank robbing, and then it's like also jumping out of planes, and then so like you can t and I think also like the previous bank robbery that they wound up being chased after, like when he burns down the gas station, like that's him escalating as well.
I think that's his, like, that's because I think
Well, he's destroying evidence, but it's also like he stays there a little too long, you know, with the flamethrower, just like
yeah.
burning
Well,
it
and it's like as much as we
down.
know about him at first, he's not trying to hurt anyone. Like, until he starts act like hurting people, I think he's still the good guy. Like, he's just a dude who's like, fuck capitalism. Like, I'm around these banks. Like, no one's gonna get hurt. We're gonna go surfing. Like, whatever. Like,
Yeah, and the reason that they're doing these bank robberies is so that they can have an endless summer and travel around the world and go surfing off
they're
season
just trying to
elsewhere.
live outside the system. Like, they're not trying to hurt anybody. He's like, that's not his whole thing. But yeah, like, I've with that chase and that fire, like, that's really he turns and like he's like t turns into a person who will hurt other people to get what he wants.
Yeah, and I don't know if we ever get a reason why that happened. Like, why does that happen?
I don't think we spend enough time with him to know that. Like, we spend a lot more time with Keanu.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Well, and maybe he's self-sabotaging. Like, Keanu has pushed him to, like,
Or like
knowing
in a way
Keanu's
he like wants to get caught.
yeah, like, it's like he's pushed to think about what he's doing because he does respect this cop. Not for being a
Or
cop,
even
but
like subconsciously, like this is a way for him to bring the two of them together. It's like, well, he's a cop,
yeah.
I'm a robber, you know, we're a perfect couple, match made in heaven.
And it's like he knows he can't get caught. But maybe he also starts to know that he can't do this forever.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, Lori Petty kidnapped. They make Keanu rob a bank. Doesn't go great. So then
So they go skydiving
they go
again.
skydiving again. Well, because they get away in this airplane. Oh, and Gary Busey dies. At the where they're taking off, it's bad. And then another dude gets shot. A dude who's part of the dead president's crew gets shot. So they go up on this plane. They're skydiving to Mexico. Does that sound right? Which is where Lori Petty is. And Keanu does not have a chute because he wasn't supposed to be there, so he jumps out of the plane without one.
With a
And
gun,
with a
also.
gun, and he latches himself onto Patrick Swayze, and they're flying through the air together, and he has to drop the gun to open the chute. It turns into a game of chicken, and you know Bodhi is gonna win it because he
Oh,
has
yeah.
this great speech earlier about how you can't hesitate. Like, you just can't. So you know he's not going to. And so Keanu has to drop the gun so he can pull the chute way too late. They definitely would have been very injured. Whatever. So they land in Mexico. Bodhi gets away. Lori Petty is rescued. And then Keanu ch essentially spends the next, like, it's a time lapse. We don't know how long it is, but
It seems like it's like
like a
maybe
year?
a couple years.
Yeah. So he's on his tail for a couple years and then he finally
I mean,
finds
it's been
him.
following him all over the world. Like it sounds like every time he figures out where he is, by the time he gets there, he's
He's
just
gone.
left.
Yeah. Bodhi had talked about like the storm of the century. And he knew where it was going to be, so Keanu was like, "Yep, going there." So he finds him there. And they have another great fight scene in the ocean.
And they're both wet,
They're
very
both
wet.
very wet because it's
It's also
raining and it's
raining.
the ocean. That's my dream Keanu when it's raining on him. So Keanu handcuffs them together and is like, gotcha, man. And Bodhi's like, no, can I just have one more wave, please? Like, where am I even gonna go? Like, what am I gonna swim to New Zealand? And Keanu's like, fine. And he lets
You
him
know I
go.
can't survive in a cage, man.
Yeah, so he lets him go. He lets him go to die in the ocean. The cops come and they're like, oh, well, we'll get him when he comes in. And Keanu's like, he's not coming back. And then he throws his badge in the ocean, and then the movie's over. And it's
You know what I
perfect.
noticed in the credits?
What?
Penelope Spheeris's sister was the set decorator on this.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's how it ends. What do you think happens to Johnny Utah after this?
I'm not sure, 'cause it could go in a Fast and Furious direction. Like if he is Brian, go on to be a criminal and then maybe come back to the FBI and then continue to be a criminal. Or maybe he just opens a surf shop in Australia. Is that where he is?
Yeah.
When this happens? Yeah. Like I could see him just being like, fuck it.
That's what I think. I think he's just like, fuck it, whatever. And he just becomes like a beach hippie
Yeah.
forever and is happy.
Yeah. At least that's what I want for him. I want him
Yeah,
to
me
be
too.
happy.
And that's what Bodhi wants for him too, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I've been trying to figure out. So they did make a remake of this in 2015. I almost watched it just to compare like how bad I'm sure it was. If they made an actually good remake of this, who would you put in it?
Oh yeah, Joey was talking to me about this last night. He didn't tell me who you
Because I
said, but he
asked
was like,
him
you
too.
should think about this, and I didn't. Who? I don't know. Who is
So
young, dumb, and full of cum these days?
he said Zac Efron
Okay.
as the Keanu character, and I
I
but
think he's more of a Swayze.
Zac Efron is my Bodhi
Okay, yeah.
because hip not necessary not more because I can see Zac Efron and Patrick Swayze having a lot in common in their skill set, and I think
Yeah.
like that's what makes Patrick Swayze work in the Bodhi role, so I think Zac Efron could also do that.
Yeah.
My Tyler is Kristen Stewart.
Okay. Sure.
Joy was with Mike when we were messaging about this, and Mike said Jason Mantzoukas in the
Don't care who it is, but
Pappas
yes.
role in.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. Oh,
as the
that would be
Gary
so
Busey
good.
role, it's perfect. He would, I feel like he would need to tone down a little bit
Yeah.
sometimes and then not other times. But
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen him do that. But I just cannot find my Keanu.
Well, I mean, Keanu is a once
He
a
really
once
is.
in a
Like,
lifetime guy.
who can do what he did in this?
No
Joey
one.
said Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, okay, sure.
Which I was like, maybe, but I can't see him being so surf bro.
Young
Are
Hollywood.
you Googling it?
Yeah, 'cause I don't know anyone.
That's part of my problem, is I'm sure like there might be someone who I just don't know.
No, not under 20. How about like 20 to 25?
Keanu was about 25 when this was
Yeah.
made. Patrick
Okay.
Swayze was a little older.
23 to 29.
Daniel Radcliffe.
As who?
Keanu, he's not young enough anymore. He, but
Yeah.
I think he has more range than we give him credit
Oh,
for.
I'm sure he does. I
Oh no,
honestly
I'm
have
sure
not
he
really
does,
seen him
yeah.
in like
He's,
anything.
you gotta watch the one with the dead guy.
Oh, that's been on my list for a long time and I just haven't
Yeah,
watched
you
it.
should watch that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's right up my alley. Harry Styles, maybe? I don't know. I haven't actually seen him act in
I've
anything,
never,
but I feel
yeah.
like he could maybe do it. I don't know.
Oh, all these dudes I'm looking at are too old. The guy who played Steve on Stranger Things keeps coming up. But I feel like he's no, but I want to be like
Oh,
he's
that
too
guy.
pretty, but like Keanu's very pretty.
Keanu's the prettiest. I mean, the very prettiest. But he, I don't know, there's just like something about him that enables him to like be incredibly beautiful and also like extremely relatable, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it, like part of it is because he sometimes seems like he's dumb, which made me be like, "Oh, young Channing Tatum, maybe he could do this." But he doesn't like Keanu's magic is that he can go back and forth between being very dumb and very commanding at the same like I don't know how he does it. And it works. I don't think Channing Tatum can do that.
Maybe I am not a big fan of his, but Timothy Chalamet.
He is too pretty. I thought of that. But 'cause like, can you imagine him doing the like
No.
cop part, the football
Not at
part?
all.
Like,
No.
no, right?
Yeah. It needs to be somebody athletic, which he is just like not.
What about, did you see, I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, yeah. Are
So
you
Lakeith
Lakeith
Stanfield
Stanfield?
is on this
Oh my
list that
God.
I'm looking at. I
I
feel
love
like
him
maybe he
so
could do
much.
that.
Absolutely. And actually, he did come up in my brain, but he seems like too chill.
Maybe.
I really love him though. He's great.
Definitely. Well, like I feel like younger. Oh my God, what's his name? Oh my God, the guy in the Star Wars movie who's like so tall and amazing and in everything.
Oh, with the face?
Oh my God, what's
The
his
long
name?
face,
Oh my
Adam
God, I feel
Driver?
so dumb. Adam Driver, yeah.
Ugh,
I
I
feel
don't
like
like
he,
him.
like, oh, I like him so much. He's a
Not for me.
fascinating human being.
He stormed out of an interview with Fresh
Because
Air.
he has
Kind
a
of gross.
literal phobia of listening to himself, and they made him
Yeah.
listen to himself.
Yeah.
He was
I
clear about
mean,
his boundaries, and they broke them, and so
yeah,
he
that's true.
left.
That's fine. I just, you know. I don't know. It just, of all the things to like storm out of an interview about, just.
But he
But
had a
then again,
reason.
sure, for whatever. I just don't like him in general.
Oh, I like him so much. He's so interesting. He was like a Marine.
I know.
Like, does all the. I like him. Anyway, I thought of that because Ezra Miller is on this list and they look alike to me. But Ezra Miller is not like jock enough, and Adam Driver is.
He's too tall.
He's very tall.
He's like too large, you know?
But my assumption is that because he was a Marine, he can move. But I might be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is, you can't replace Keanu with anybody. There is no one.
Maybe Nicholas Hoult? Or is he not athletic enough?
He doesn't seem like a jock to me. He definitely seemed like somewhere in between, but not like he could easily go back and forth.
Liam Hemsworth is on this list. He'd make a good Bodhi, I think. Or one of the other ones, the Hemsworths. I don't know. I can't keep them straight. I'm not even sure how many there are. But
There's
any one of
a
them could do
few.
a Bodhi, yeah.
There just might not be another Keanu. It might be impossible.
Maybe Dylan Sprouse.
Which one is
Or
that?
wait, which one is that actually? I'm not sure. The one that's on Riverdale, which is not Dylan. The other one.
Cole.
Cole Sprouse, yeah. He's very handsome. He's hilarious. He's not super athletic, but I feel like if he like trained for a while, like he could pull that off.
Are there any like young action stars right now?
I think anyone who is young and doing action is in the Marvel movies. You know what I mean? Like, there are no standalone action movies anymore, it feels like, which is not true. It's definitely true. The Rock is still making movies, but it
They're not
feels
like they used to
they're
be.
not, yeah, no.
Which is too bad, because, like, some of them were real good. Yeah, I guess that kind of genre has been replaced with, like, superhero stuff, though.
I wouldn't even say replaced, I would say swallowed by,
Yeah.
cannibalized by even.
But I don't like none of those actors. I mean, I don't know, I'm talking out of my ass, but it doesn't feel like any of those actors are gonna
You
go make
know
what?
who could do this? Dev Patel.
Could he be a jock?
I think so. I
Could he
really
be a
think
surfer
so.
bro?
I think so. I mean, he's English, which is diff which makes it, particularly that's another extra hurdle to come over. But I think he would
Well,
be
we named
great.
two other English people.
Oh, did we? Who are the
Yeah.
other people?
Nicholas Holt and Daniel Radcliffe. They're
Oh
both
yeah.
English.
But he's like handsome and funny and like can has like a really great range of things that he can do.
What about the guy who's Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn's son?
I don't
Wait, is
know if
that
I
the
know
right pairing
him.
of people?
I hope so. He sounds very handsome.
Wait,
Kurt
hold
Russell and
on.
Goldie
What have
Hawn's son.
he was in a Black Mirror episode. He was in something else.
Oh, Wyatt Russell. He's very handsome.
But I also but he could do jock or surf bro, I feel like.
Interesting. I feel like I've only seen him be a bad guy.
I've only seen him in Black Mirror, is that right? What else is he in?
Let's consult the IMDb.
I saw
What's
22
his
Jump
name?
Street, but I don't remember him in it. Yeah, I've never seen him in anything else.
Wyatt Russell. Oh, he was in Overlord. Did you see that?
No.
Don't. It's a hard pass from me. It's this like World War II thing where they're trying to take down the Nazis, but it turns out that the Nazis are like doing these horrible experiments on people, which is turning them into zombies. So it's a zombie movie. I hated it. You don't have to like add zombies to Nazi shit. It was like grim enough as it is. But anyway, so he was in that. That's what I recognize him from. He was in. Oh, he was in Ingrid Goes West.
I didn't see that. I meant to.
Oh, it's interesting. Okay, yeah, that's the only stuff I've seen him in.
I feel like as far as like looks and physical type, he's my closest one. He's a little bit too old.
Yeah, he was born in 86, so he's 33.
Other thoughts about Point Break? Oh, I want to see Point Break live real bad.
Oh yeah, I
I've wanted to
forgot
see
that's a
it for
thing.
so long.
Yeah.
It's like, it seems like they barely do it anymore. This also just makes me want to see more action movies directed by women.
Yes, please. I mean, my God.
But we did
Come
just
on.
discuss that, like, action movies aren't the thing that they used to be. Maybe, wouldn't it be just so cool if, like, they came back one day and, like, women led the charge to, like, bring them back in full force in a really cool way?
Listen, I am here for it. I will support it. I will go see those movies. So somebody somewhere, please get greenlight them and give them money.
I mean, I guess you're right that, like, The Rock still makes movies and stuff, like, but those are just like
Charles
international
Melton,
cash
I
grab
brought him up
movies.
before in talking about fantasy castings. He's on Riverdale. He's very handsome. He could definitely do the Keanu role.
Who?
Charles Melton?
I feel like the problem, he's too pretty. He looks like Ruby
No.
Rose.
Oh, he kind of does.
He's very pretty.
Yeah.
I f like it. It's but I feel like the Keanu problem is unsolvable because Keanu is just like such a
Keanu. He's
yeah.
Keanu.
Like I've talked about this on the Keanu podcast before. Is like Like, I feel like a thing I asked once, I was like, is he a good actor? And the
Yes.
answer was like, I don't know, but I want to watch him. And he just has that.
He is a great actor when he has good material.
Yeah. But it's like you could put him in anything and you'd want to watch him.
Oh,
Like,
for sure.
yeah. Like, there are just not a lot of young people that I've seen around who like have that.
So you asked me other thoughts about Point Break. There's a nice little element of like ego horror to this movie because of the state of California's shorelines in the early 90s. Like that's kind of part of the forensic detective work that they do to figure out who it is that's robbing these banks. They take hair samples from people at different beaches and figure out, like, all right, there's this kind of dumping at this beach, and we found this chemical in these people's hair, so they must be surfing here regularly, which is interesting. It just kind of adds like a nice little extra layer to it. Keanu has this like football helmet alarm clock
Oh, I didn't
that wakes him
notice.
up at one point. I only noticed it because my brother and I had the exact same clocks. I had a he had a San Francisco 49ers clock for some reason, and I had a Miami Dolphins clock because it had teal on it, and that's my favorite color. Oh, I also love that his surfboard breaks at one point, and he gets the same neon pink surfboard.
He
Like, it's
does. I
one
didn't
thing if that's like the
notice.
first one you get because you like don't know what you're doing, but then he like makes the choice to buy the same one, which I liked.
In the,
Because a
because they're
lot of people
giving him
had given him
shit
shit about it,
too
yeah.
about like not just that it's pink, that it's like a bad surfboard.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's all of my thoughts about it. Oh, a very fluid camera movement. I don't think I said that, but the way that the camera moves in this movie is very water-like.
Yeah.
But that's all I have.
Cool. We're gonna be done in time for me to watch the Mr. Robot finale, and I'm gonna cry the entire time.
Oh no.
It's okay. I just have nobody to talk to Mr. about Mr. Robot with, 'cause no one else watches it.
It's too stressful.
It's very stressful, but it's also very good. And like just like over the course of the show, just like draws on things and like goes places that you're like, what? What? Like this is what? It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it. But it
I
is very dark.
yeah. I watched all of season three of The Good Place.
So happy for you.
Yeah, I would watch season four, but Hulu doesn't have the first four episodes, which is annoying.
It's so good. I miss it. I miss it all the time when it's gone. I was so excited when you got to the cheaty part with the chili babies.
Oh my God. I like I said to you, that nihilist chili lecture was how I felt in all of every philosophy class I ever took.
He's
Just like, nothing matters. Why are we doing this? Let's make some
perfect.
chili.
Okay. Cool. We did it. Everyone, just go watch Point Break.
It's
Just
so
don't
good.
even just watch
Yeah.
it. Kara, do you want anyone to find you?
No, not really.
Okay, cool. You can find me on Instagram at JordoPC. We'll be back next month. Maybe it'll be Patrick Swayze month. Maybe it'll be something else. Who knows? We'll find out when we get there. Bye.
Bye.